Welcome in. We get right to the Bain story that broke out while we were on the air yesterday doing our broadcast from the Detroit Economic Club, which means we were in the basement of the Masonic, which means we had very little ability to get coverage, Wi-Fi and telephone and everything else. And yet the team responded beautifully, did not give out any erroneous information, and we were getting lots of it. And I just wanted to point that out right from the beginning, how great the team was in getting the information to you after that incredible attack on Temple Israel. The other incredible part of the story is the way everything worked the way it was supposed to work. Local, county, state, federal, all without hesitation, working together, showing up in numbers none of us who've covered news for 60 years have ever seen in our lives. And God bless the private security. And it's unfortunate that temples have to have their own private security. But God bless the private security, which took this guy out immediately. The guy who led the charge with local, county, state, and federal authorities is our friend, Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard. I doubt you've had any sleep because I've seen you everywhere, all over the national news and our local news. But God bless you for coming on to join us this afternoon, Mike.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, I had a couple hours, but I don't bounce back like I did when I was in college.
None of us do. But what an incredible situation that I'm sorry to say has been rehearsed and practiced for. But the good news is that once it really happened in real life, everything to me looked like it came off brilliantly.
Yeah, no, you're right. Unfortunately, you know, we've been training and thinking about this for a long time. 2006, I had all the chiefs from Oakland County come together after I saw what happened in Mumbai, where there were multiple teams attacking multiple targets. And I said, what if that happens here? We can't wait for it. We've got to think about it, plan, train. All of my partners, the local chiefs, we're hand in glove. We're not like, you know, what you see on TV where everybody's, you know, in sitcoms or whatever, where everybody doesn't like each other. We like each other and we work well together. We've been training together ever since, going back, you know, almost 20 years. And as a result, you know, we've been sadly ready for things like this, and we've done it. You know, this is our fifth major event that we've responded to in the last 5 years. So it's kind of shocking, but, you know, the preparation matters. You know, you can't make a plan at the door. The time to make a plan and train and prepare is before anything happens. And then when it happens, it's just go. And that's what happened. And it's not just police. As you mentioned, the private security, the head of security there is a good friend of mine, former police officer, retired. A number of the security people, former police that we know and are friends with, they've all been trained on the same platform. And we had been communicating. That's another part. You don't start talking when something happens. You have those relationships long before. And in this situation, I had been communicating. You know, we always communicate, but in the 2 weeks prior to this, I've been texting a number of them a lot, sharing information and intel that I was getting from the national level and international level. And I had actually texted the head of security at Temple Israel 2 days before it happened. Wow. So everybody was already queued up and talking and ready, hoping and praying it never happens. For us, that's not a strategy, though. Preparation is, and I think preparation showed yesterday.
Incredibly so, with all 140 children at risk, staff, congregants, everybody safe after the suspect rammed that truck into the synagogue and opened fire. I was at first surprised, and I still don't know the total story, you might offer it, how the truck could get through those doors with, I'm assuming, there were blocks set up to prevent that. Did he just go over them, or what happened?
Well, there were actual ballards on the sidewalk in front of the doors, but they didn't run the duration of the facility. So he drove up the curb and over the curb and got onto the sidewalk behind the ballards.
Ah. I see. All right. That wasn't explained, and I wondered about that. Was that security officer that was hurt the one that's been your friend for a long time?
Yes.
And is he doing okay?
He's pretty banged up, you know, got pretty impacted by the car when it breached the building, but he should be fine. We still got, I think, 6 officers in the hospital. We sent a total, at this point, 50 law enforcement because, you know, that car had an ignition source. That's under investigation of what the compounds were and how it, you know, was ignited. But it, suffice to say, completely charred and burned out a good chunk of that building in that area. Very, very thick, toxic smoke.
And we didn't hear at the time about the smoke inhalation that was sending all of those first responders to the hospital.
Yeah, no, it sent a lot because, you know, obviously you can't breathe in that stuff, but they had a mission. Their mission was make sure the threat is ended. There's not more than one suspect and make sure all the innocents got out. So everybody kept flooding into the building irrespective of that smoke.
Everybody's got a thought or an opinion. Some people are suggesting that this guy did this because he lost family in Lebanon because of an Israeli strike. If he wanted to be upset with someone, he should have attacked Hezbollah because it's Hezbollah that caused Lebanon to be attacked, be that as it may. Do you think anyone else in Dearborn Heights knew what this guy was planning? And do you think there's anyone else backing him up? Or is this a lone wolf?
Well, that's going to be part of the ongoing investigation. There's nothing at this point to suggest anyone else had involvement or knowledge of it prior to it going operational, but that's going to be obviously part of the ongoing investigation.
What else might you offer, Sheriff Mike Bouchard, with your experience nationwide? You're called upon to help at times like this. Here we did it right in our own backyard and did it brilliantly. Again, the local, the county, the state, the federal, and starting with the private security. I'm hoping that it was the private security that did kill this guy. He didn't kill himself, right?
That is still unknown at this point. He's deceased in the truck. The cause and manner still has to be determined because he was heavily burnt, obviously. So that will be a determination by the medical examiner.
One of the stories said he stepped out of the truck with a rifle. I never thought he got out of the truck alive.
He was still in the vehicle.
Right. So I don't know what. It's astonishing.
He did, in fact, have a rifle, but he didn't get out.
Yeah. But yet somebody reported it in one of the news sources that he got out with the rifle, and that's when they took him out. You know, all of these stories, I am so proud of our team yesterday in the height of all of this. And, you know, we were in touch with you right from the beginning, but we wouldn't go on the air with the things we were being fed because we couldn't make sure they were correct. And the last thing we wanted to do in a circumstance and situation like that is to broadcast incorrect information. So I'm thrilled with our team's ability to handle that.
No, I think you guys did the smart thing and the right thing.
Well, I appreciate that. Now what? What's next, Michael?
Well, we're encouraging people to be extra vigilant. If they see something, say something. Someone's more likely to hear or see something that's concerning, or what we call leakage, prior to someone being motivated to do something like this. Please share that. We'd rather check out 100 nothings and miss one real deal. That's the first thing. The second thing is, we know on the heels of some evil person doing something, there's always copycats or swatting, those kinds of things that are going to happen. You know, so we've got people that are deployed across the county at facilities and trying to make sure people feel safe and comfortable to go about, you know, their worship and their day. But that's the most important thing. If you see or hear something you think is concerning, don't be hesitant at all to call us or your local police department if it's somebody else.
If you hear
and
something,
the final thing I'll say is, great partnership. You know, Chief Young in West Bloomfield, his team did a great job. The security did a great job. All of the responding agencies, great job. You know, our state and federal partners, we're all working this together. It's not like the TV, you know, shows where somebody comes in and everybody hates each other. No, we're working hand in glove because that's what it takes to protect the community and solve crimes.
Well, I salute you for that. I see that. I understand it. I am so thrilled that you had practiced this and you were ready for this. I just hope you don't have to do it again. It's great to be ready, but it's tough when you have to jump into action. But when you jumped into action, Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard and all the local authorities, county, state, federal, and starting with that private security, which is unbelievable, that's the biggest expense a temple has these days, is their private security costs. This should not exist in this country of ours, and we've got to get to the bottom of this. We can't, there's a great column from Nolan Findlay, front page of the Detroit News, blame those who made anti-Semitism fashionable. I can't read the column on the air here, but you can go through it and see. The good news is none of the targets were hurt. The other good news is the private security guy who was hurt and in the hospital is going to be okay. And everybody worked together to make it safe. But again, you've said it. I'll say it again. If you see something, say something, do something. Those, unfortunately, are the times we live in. And now, more than ever, we're going to depend on each other to get the police involved earlier rather than after the fact. God bless you, Michael. Yep. Any last thoughts? Anything?
No, I agree with your thoughts about, what Nolan wrote. We are very strong on this topic. We have a large Jewish community. Our Jewish community is somebody that we love, respect, and we will protect. So if you come for them, you have to go through all of us collectively, and we'll come back at you.
You know, my friend, my Lebanese cousin, I was so proud of you when you stood there and ended one of those press conferences with, if you come for our Jewish brothers and sisters, you will have to go through us to get to them, and we will be coming after you. God bless you, Michael.
100%. Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
We'll talk soon. I hope not about something like this again soon. Oakland County Sheriff Extraordinaire Michael Bouchard. We all lived through an incredible experience, but nothing like what the folks at Temple Israel have lived through. And they thank everybody. Their little thank you note wasn't little, but they were grateful to the teachers, and so am I, to the staff, and so am I, security, law enforcement, and even the Shenandoah Country Club that apparently welcomed all these people, fed them, and sheltered the staff, teachers, children, and parents. The best of people comes out after we've been struck by the worst of people. And unfortunately, there appear to be more of the bad people around us than ever. And we must stay strong and stand up to them and turn them away. We continue in focus with Paul W. Smith at WJR.